From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Wednesday with another study from the Word of God on the Living Truth Radio broadcast. And this week we are involved with what I believe to be one of the most significant studies of Scripture that we've ever given since the Living Truth broadcast has been on the air, dating back to 1989. Now, that's not saying that we haven't dealt with significant things, because we have dealt with significant things. Anytime you open the Bible, you're dealing with significant things. But we're talking particularly this week about God's plan for Israel. And that's something that many people don't understand. In fact, even many Christians fail to have the proper attitude toward Israel simply because of the fact that they are not aware of God's plan for Israel. And so that's what we are looking at these days. And I trust that you'll remain by the radio throughout the program today, as well as during the rest of our study, because many Christians do not understand Bible prophecy. Many Christians do not understand God's plan for the world, as it relates to the past, present, and future. And certainly, there are many Christians who do not have a clear understanding of what God is doing through the nation of Israel. Now, yesterday, we dealt with the objectives that God has for the nation of Israel, and I did not get into them in depth. In fact, I can't get into any of these studies this week in depth because of the lack of time, but I'm giving these matters to you as an overview of God's plan for Israel and would encourage you to study them through on your own. But yesterday, I mentioned that God has a clear fourfold set of objectives for Israel. Number one, to witness the unity of God in the face of idolatrous nations. Number two, to illustrate the blessing of serving God. Number three, to receive, preserve, and transmit the Scriptures. And number four, to produce the Messiah. And that's why, as we study the Scripture, we find that it teaches us in Isaiah chapter 46 and verse 13 that Israel is God's glory, and He truly has in the past been glorified through Israel and will be glorified through Israel in the future. And then secondly, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 9 and 10, it tells us that Israel is the apple of God's eye. That means it's very precious to Him. And if Israel is the apple of God's eye and precious to Him, then indeed we must care for Israel as God cares for her as well. And let us never be negative towards Israel or the Jewish people, though they are not perfect. But then again, neither are we perfect, are we? I know I'm not. Now, maybe you might be. I don't know. But I don't know too many people who are perfect in the world today. In fact, there are none. But today, let's begin to look at God's plan for Israel. And we start with the promise of a nation of Israel that came out of Abraham. Turn back to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3 with me. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, and take a look at these words, and you might want to mark them in your Bible if you've not yet done so. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3 is what we refer to as the Abrahamic covenant that was given by God to Abram in about 2126 B.C. Notice what it says. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee and curse them that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Now that's Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. And as I said, that is the Abrahamic covenant that, by the way, is one of seven major Old Testament covenants that you might want to study on your own. I think that a study of the covenants would be a blessing. Let me just name those covenants for you right now. You might want to jot them down and then study them on your own. But there is the Adamic covenant given to Adam. There is the Noahic covenant given to Noah. There is the Abrahamic covenant given to Abraham. There is the Mosaic covenant given to Moses. There is the Davidic covenant given to David. There is the new covenant given, of course, to all of Israel. And then there is the everlasting covenant given to all Israel that teaches us that ultimately they will be God's people, and certainly they will worship God throughout all of eternity. And so those are seven major Old Testament covenants from God. Here in Genesis chapter 12 is the Abrahamic covenant. And these covenants relate mainly to what God is going to do with and through Israel. And as we look at this passage before us in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, we see four basic concepts concerning God's covenant with Abraham, or Abram, before his name was changed to Abraham, that, of course, will be fulfilled in reality throughout all of eternity. First of all, we see that God promised Abram a great nation, and of course that is the nation of Israel. Again, look at your Bible, Genesis chapter 12 and verse 1. Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee. And by the way, it's interesting as we study the Bible that if we are going to be used of the Lord, we must live a separated life unto the Lord. And in reality, that is what God was calling Abraham to do, to separate himself from his past. And Abraham, or Abram in that day, believed God and obeyed God. You drop down to verse 4 of Genesis chapter 12. It says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him, and Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran, which of course was the land in which he grew up, and of course his homeland. But Abram did obey God, and we can see that God promised a land unto Abram that we're going to be looking at, the Lord willing, tomorrow. But look at verse 2 of Genesis chapter 12. God said, and I will make of thee a great nation. A great nation. And of course, that is the nation of Israel. Now, back in the Old Testament, we realize that under the kingship of Saul and David and Solomon, Israel was a great nation. Of course, after Solomon's death, and we'll look at this later on in our study, the nation of Israel was divided between the northern and the southern kingdoms. The northern kingdom was Israel that ultimately went into the Assyrian captivity because of their sin. And the southern kingdom was Judah that ultimately went into the Babylonian captivity due to their sin. But God did bring a great nation into fruition as he promised Abram. And by the way, the greatness of that nation is yet to be seen. And that will take place in the millennium. Now, we realize that for a long time, since about the 586 BC until 1948, Israel was no longer a nation. They were not recognized as a nation. But in 1948, they became a nation, and since then, God has been raising them up, and they're going through all sort of troubles these days, but the time will come when they will be a great nation and recognize God, and they will be blessed of God beyond imagination. So in this promise of a nation that God gave to Abram, he also promised Abram a great name. He said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And of course, what God was promising to Abram there, that he was going to be the father of many nations, which of course we know today as the Jewish nations and the Arabic nations, they all look back to Abram. Then God promised Abram a great blessing, that he would be a blessing to many people. He says, "And thou shalt be a blessing," there in the last part of verse 2, "and truly through Abram came the blessing of Israel, the blessing of the scriptures." But then also we see that God gave a great warning, not just to Abram, in fact, not to Abram specifically, but to others. And notice what he says in verse 3. He says, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." There was a great warning there given to all people of the earth from God himself through Abram, and that is those who bless Israel, the nation that would stem from Abram, will be blessed by God. And those who curse Israel will be cursed by God. And that's why it's so very, very important in the day and age in which we live, as it always has been, to be a blessing to Israel, not to be a cursing to Israel. And this blessing and cursing is still operative for both individuals and nations. If you want to be blessed as an individual, have the right attitude toward Israel. If you want to be cursed, have the wrong attitude towards Israel. Then don't think that you'll want to be cursed by God in any way, shape, or form. But you see, when the Bible says here in the last part of verse 3 of Genesis 12, that in Abram shall all families of the earth be blessed, that of course ultimated in the coming of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what we see here is the promise of a nation given to Abram, known as the Abrahamic Covenant, and that covenant is still ripe. It is still pure, and God will see that all of it will come into fruition. Well, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will take a look at the promise of a land for Israel, and so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.